AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They are seating a jury today in Baltimore to hear a case that fueled the Black Lives Matter movement. Freddie Gray suffered spinal injuries after being put into the back of a police van last April without a seatbelt. He died a week later, leading to looting and rioting in the streets of Baltimore. The first of six police officers to be charged in Freddie Gray's death goes to trial today. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
If Officer William Porter is acquitted, there could be protests and possibly more unrest. A conviction could also send shockwaves through the city's troubled police department. But the police commissioner says his department is ready to deal with whatever comes its way.
Secretary of State John Kerry says he's convinced more NATO countries to ramp up the fight against the Islamic State group overseas.
Other nations are indeed stepping up and considering exactly what they will do.
Within hours, Britain is expected to decide whether to send warplanes against the Islamic militants in Syria, something Prime Minister David Cameron told Parliament this morning they must do.
The action we propose is legal, it is necessary, and it is the right thing to do to keep our country safe.
Weeks after the Paris terror attacks, France is cracking down on what it says are extremist activities. The Interior Minister says three mosques have been shut down in France since the attacks that killed 130 people last month in Paris. He says it's the first time mosques are being closed in France on grounds of what he called radicalization. Police near Cleveland say a 15-year-old girl who's been missing for almost a month has been found at a house in Missouri. They say Alexis Boroviak is in good condition, although they're not saying much more at the moment. This is AP Radio News. Employers are hiring lots of workers. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander on a private survey report.
The survey by payroll processor ADP found 217,000 jobs were added last month. That is the biggest jump in almost half a year, with strong gains in retail, finance, and other service industries. This is Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Job growth is strong. Really, very solid market, and I don't see any slowing.
Zandi joins with other economists who believe the continuing improvement in the jobs picture means that Fed policymakers will decide at their meeting in 2 weeks that they will finally start to raise interest rates. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A California man won $1,000 in the lottery and then immediately bought more lottery tickets and won $10 million more dollars with one of them. He says he doesn't yet know what he's going to do with all that money. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.